Now we're talking to Carrollton Lady Trojans basketball coach Michael Luck. And coach, we'll start with your first Dream Team nominee, a senior, Mackenzie Brown. Talk to us about Mackenzie and what she brought to your team this year.
Well, Mackenzie brought a lot. You know, this is my first year coaching Mackenzie, and I was more than impressed about what she brought to our team on and off the floor. She was a young lady who scored 400 points exactly this year. She had 73 steals, 84 assists, and 66 rebounds. And she had nights where she just pretty much, for us, had to take over to try to win every night. And she was a big reason why we won the MRVC East this year, is because she had that determination and the rest of the girls were following suit. And, you know, like I said, she's got a bright future. She's going to go to head to Maryville in St. Louis area, and she's going to run track or jump track for them. I think she's triple jump. She's also a state champion here for triple jump in the state of Missouri in Class 3. So to say she'll be missed, and to, you know, I could talk on and on about what great athlete she is, but I'm just really glad that I had a year with her to coach her and watch her mature as a, I think, not only as a basketball player, but as a leader going into the next chapter of her life.
And she was a four-year starter, so I'm sure by her upperclassman year, her junior and senior year, she probably carried a huge leadership role for the Lady Trojans, didn't she?
Yeah, she really did. And we had a lot of good conversations one-on-one, talking about what we thought we needed to do to, you know, accomplish what we accomplished. And, you know, I think she'd be the first to tell you she's awful excited that she got to be a part of a 17-9 basketball team and a conference title and play in so many meaningful games. You know, every tournament we played in this year, we were, you know, we got a chance in the semifinals, so we won that first round game, no matter whether we were a 7 seed or a 2 seed. We were all over the map this year. So I think she helped put Carrollton Lady Trojans hopefully on the map a little bit and start earning some people's respect.
And your second nominee is just a sophomore, Reagan Pearson. She's a very good three-point shooter, I know. Tell us a little bit about her and the season she had.
Yeah, Reagan is just a sophomore. You know, there was, and like I told Reagan, there's several kids I feel that, you know, could have chosen from. But one thing I knew, Reagan, every day she handles the ball a lot. She scored 186 points for us this year. She had 65 steals and 52 assists. So what she brings to the table to get the rest of the team involved, just those numbers alone says a lot about Reagan. She's a real quiet kid. I've known her since she was little, but every time we stepped on the floor, every time she shot it, I thought it was going in. And you know, talking to a few teams around us, I knew game planning, those are the two kids that they were trying to take away, was Mackenzie and Reagan. And, you know, Reagan, for a sophomore, I look forward to the next couple years with her and seeing her maturity and her skill level just continue to increase, because Reagan will be the first one to tell you, you know, there at the beginning of the season, she was having a little bit of trouble getting shots off because, you know, no one really knew about her. And as the year went on, her shot got quicker and quicker, and her release got better, and she learned to shoot off the bounce a little bit. So, you know, that's hats off to her and the work she's put in. And it's really, these two girls will tell you, the whole team, it's all about the team. And without the rest of the team, these two wouldn't get this individual award. But I'm just really proud of both these girls. I'm really proud of Reagan and what the future holds for her.